Gemara tells us in Pesachim, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, that we have the following principle that Kol Mevarach, when you make a bracha before you do a mitzvah, the rule is you make it over lasi yason. You first make the bracha, and then you do the mitzvah. This is referring to Birkas HaMitzvahs. It's certainly true in Birkas HaNenin, because it's prohibited to get benefit without making a bracha. The Gemara brings down a contradiction. Whose world is it? Is it God's world? Did he give it to us? So the Gemara says, Kan Todem Bracha, Kan La'acha Bracha. Before you make the bracha, belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After you make the bracha, belongs to us. So, but the Gemara is talking about Birkas HaMitzvah. So, generally speaking, you make the bracha over, and it's over, not over, the over. You can't make the bracha 3 hours before and then do the mitzvah. It's got to be pretty close. So that's the general rule. So a clear exception to the rule, the Gemara talks about, is a ger. A Gentile is converting to Judaism, so clearly when he's in the mikvah, before he's in the mikvah, he can't make a bracha. So first he has to go to the mikvah and convert. So that's a certain exceptions, Efshar. And as well, others aren't as clear. It seems to be a machokas Rishonim, a machokas Mechabe Ramah, let's say regarding Netilas Yadayim. So the minhag of the Svarim, at least Rabbi Yosef Cairo, is, he says, yeah, so basically you fill up the water first before you're about to wash your hands. You make your bracha, because why? Because over lasi yason. However, the Ramah writes, not that way. The Ramah writes, we make the bracha after we wash our hands. Why do we make the bracha after we wash our hands? Isn't it a violation of the rule over lasi yason? So the Bali Tosas, others explain, is since we know yadayim, your hand touch parts of your body that require washing. So you never know if you really need to wash your hands or not. So we don't want to make a bracha when your hands are dirty. So therefore, we don't want to make the bracha before we wash our hands. On the other hand, we want to keep the bracha over lasi yason. So the Gemara tells us in Sota that you're not allowed to eat the bread until your hands are dry. If your hands are wet and you touch the bread, it could be a davatuma, davatame. So therefore, our meaning is that if we wash our hands and before we dry them, we make the bracha al netilas yadayim, so it's kind of considered, like it's still considered over lasi yason. Or as the minig by Hadwakas Neiros, I think the Svarta might have the minig, you make the bracha and then you light candles. But the Ramah brings down our minhag is that you light candles and then you make the bracha, because we assume once you light the candles, even though strictly speaking it's not true, or it could be true, you could have negative kavanah, but clearly the way the Sfaradim learning is lighting the candles isn't an automatic Kabbalah Shabbos. You light the candles, you don't have a mind to accept Shabbos, you make the bracha and then you accept. So they, I guess they hold the acceptance is on the bracha. And the Ramah is choshes for the Shita that perhaps lighting candles is a makabel Shabbos. So therefore, what we do is we light the candles first and then we make the bracha. We're making the bracha afterwards. That's the minug, that we cover our eyes before we make the bracha. And after we light the candle before the bracha, the picture of woman, because we want to make it like it's over last year, and since we didn't get benefit from it. But that's the klal. The principle is that we make brachas over lasi yason. Some are clear exceptions to the rule, like a ger, a would-be convert. Clearly, he can't make the bracha until after he becomes Jewish. And then we have machlokas rishonim, mechaber Ramah. How do you define over lasi yason? In other words, everyone agrees the ger is an exception, but according to the Mechaber, you go with the basic over lasi yason. You do make the bracha first. And the Ramah is a more liberal definition of over lasi yason, that as long as you still haven't finished the mitzvah. So therefore, since you haven't dried your hand yet, so it's still considered over lasi yason. Or if you cover your eyes before you get hana, So therefore, that's still considered Ovelas Yasin. So that's the Machokas Machaber Ramah regarding when you make the bracha of Netilos Shadayim, the Machaber before you wash your hands, and the Ramah before you dry your hands. And by Halakas Ner Shabbos, you make the bracha before you light the candles. And according to Ramah, you cover your eyes after you light the candles. And you don't get hana, and then you make the bracha.